The names of Asa Griggs Candler and John Stith Pemberton probably mean absolutely nothing to you. But if I was to show you this, you've all heard of it. Coca-Cola, the world's most famous drink apart from water. More people have drunk Coca-Cola than any other beverage outside of water. It's the most famous drink in the world apart from water. Very well known. It's reached parts of the world where tragically the gospel hasn't. I've heard about missionaries and they've gone to the mission field and the name of Christ hasn't been known. The Bible has never been read, but Coca-Cola has reached places where the gospel hasn't. And friends, that's a tragedy. It's not very good for you. It's full of sugar. In fact, well, this one's not. This is the zero sugar one, but an ordinary glass of Coca-Cola is about 10% sugar. So it's not very good for your teeth. It was invented by John Stith Pemberton, who was a medical chemist and pharmacist and businessman. He is described as being the most noted physician that Atlanta ever had. And he invented Coca-Cola as a stomach medicine to aid digestion. He made it from the cocoa plant, from wine and the cola nut. And it became quite a successful drink even then. A Confederate veteran who was wounded during the Civil War began to experiment with Coca-Cola. He had become addicted to morphine to kill the pain of his injuries. But he began to use Coca-Cola and experimented with the cocoa bean instead. And as a result of his experiments, the business began to grow. And during the Prohibition era, Coca-Cola replaced alcohol. They took the wine out of the Coca-Cola. They replaced it with sugar. It became a non-alcoholic beverage. And it became more popular than all of the alcoholic beverages together. It became the ideal temperance drink. In 1888, Asa Griggs Candler brought the formula from Pemberton for just $550. Asa Candler was a drugstore clerk and inventor of medicines. He was also a Christian. And it's largely due to Asa Griggs Candler that Coca-Cola has become so well known and accepted around the world. He formed the Coca-Cola Company. He literally was a marketing genius. And he had a principle in his life that in his business dealings and in all of his dealings in life, he would put God first. And so as he set up this business, the Coca-Cola Corporation, he said at the very start, I'm going to put God first. And so he did. He became very, very wealthy. And yet he viewed his wealth simply as a divine trust to be used for the benefit of humanity. The Coca-Cola industry is worth somewhere in the region of $200 billion. It's one of the most successful companies in all the world. And yet this man, Asa Candler, so accepted the principle of Christian stewardship that during his lifetime he gave millions and millions away to God's work. He gave fortunes in America to the Methodist Church. He gave over $1 million to a Methodist university. He gave millions to Wesley Memorial Hospital. He believed that education without strong Christian influence would lead to a population of an educated elite with no moral foundation. And friends, that is so true. We see that in our society in the 21st century, in 2021. The man who successfully marketed Coca-Cola, set up the business empire, education without strong Christian influence would lead to a population of an educated elite with no moral foundation. Almost prophetic. We've more education now than ever, but less morality than ever. And it's because we've got away from the scriptures. The Bible asks the question, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? It used to be said that Coca-Cola was the real thing. You've got Pepsi, you've got Dr. Peppers, you've got a lot of substitutes. But they always made the claim, Coca-Cola is the real thing. I wonder, whenever it comes to Christianity, do you have the real thing? The genuine article? And as we think of how Coca-Cola is so well known right across the world, tragically it's reached places where the gospel hasn't. What are you doing to spread the gospel? May God challenge your hearts, and may we be like Asa Candler. May we put God first. May we honour the Lord with our substance. May we honour him in all things. And may we see the gospel spread once again. God bless you. Thank you for listening.